Don't matter, bro. Everything matters, Ghost.
Some things matter more than others.
Like what?
Let's get philosophical. Let's talk about pubic hair grooming.
Chill.
Pause. What about it?
Pause.
Pause what? Yeah.
I only do it if I'm getting cheeks. Dude, if cheeks are to be expected.
You shave down low?
Yeah.
Mm.
A whole man thong. A whole man thong shave.
Dude, I keep my landing strip.
Why do you do the landing strip thing?
I like it.
Really?
But why?
Huh?
But why?
It doesn't go like the whole way down, but it goes to like
yeah. I clean up. Yeah. I rush it. I'll be like,
I'm going. Like, too much of everything, get mad shit going on back because I don't have like a lot of body hair.
It's more about like the. Well, I have a lot of body hair. The only body hair.
I know.
That's.
Girl,
yeah. Like the only. That, the only like.
Say, hair. How'd you know I was Puerto Rican? I mean, I was hairy.
Bro, I'm like Puerto Rican in some parts.
Some parts.
I'm bad hairy. Yeah. I'm mad hairy.
The only thing that
like waist down, I'm mad hairy.
The only,
I'm Gucci.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me is like my back hair. That's about it. Everything else I just let rock, unless I'm getting cheeks.
That's really it. That's
let it rock, baby.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, some.
I'm into the hair too.
How do you?
A certain amount. All right, yo, we really gonna jump into this? Like, are we really jumping into this?
A little warm up, you know what I mean?
Start of the show. What you mean? I got a clipper. I got like a clipper.
Yeah, you go clippers or you use a fucking like an actual razor. Because I've used a razor before too. That shit works way better than clippers. I go clippers first. And then I do the razor.
Yeah, but
it's the time consumption for me. The two ways you got hit it once, hit it again. Like,
no, I just use the Manscaped joint.
This was like, well, I
bought one of those. Them shits don't clip your balls.
Some days I got time, bro.
They don't clip your balls.
Yo, Manscaped goes out. Right here.
Manscaped.
Crazy. Nah, we really we gotta reach out. Put this shit in this clip.
We can do an ad for Manscaped. I'm down. I'm always down for that
right,
shit.
Right. Like, I'm like, this is for our fellow men. This it is for
really,
us.
It really works. Your balls don't get nipped.
Yeah.
You can use clippers.
I see so many commercials for like them and like squat soap.
Oh.
It's like manly soap. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm low key trying because like, I'm trying to switch.
I do
want
to try that actually.
Yo,
just. Grooming your ass though.
Groom my ass?
How far do you
Oh no! I don't touch my cheeks.
I've
done it before, but I don't.
I've thought about getting the 80s,
dude. Nah, I just leave it alone.
I don't have.
Huh? It makes wiping a lot easier.
Dingleberries.
Yo,
hey, you are wrapped out. Unless I'm getting my ass eaten, I'm not taking care of it over there.
That's more of a protection plan for me.
You can't eat my ass.
You can't eat my ass. I'm hairy as shit. So you nasty as hell.
What if she likes? What if she likes hairy
you
ass?
You a whole cat out here. Like, you a whole cat out here looking.
What if she likes
your hairy balls and shit? Right. Yeah,
what if she likes your hairy ass?
Nah, bro. I'm good on that.
What's your next move to deflect?
Yo, square up. Square up. That's my. Rap, like.
That's funny.
She said, I can eat your ass. I said,
who? What?
As far as I can see from the front.
You eat ass?
Oh, yeah, I eat ass.
Oh.
But I go as far as I can see from the front, as far as shaving. You don't eat ass?
I haven't.
Ass? You've never eaten ass?
No.
Damn.
Nah, I did it.
I think it started as a drunk thing by accident.
You were just drunk and you were just like, you know what? It's time to eat that ass.
And then, yeah. I'm not, not
what?
Bad, man. This is a lot of that shit.
I bet like, they do.
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard some shawty say they don't like it at all.
Some chicks don't like that.
I'm willing to try. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
This isn't the crowd to say that in, but
proud.
Some bitches like wow.
This is,
it depends.
See, I'm not.
If your shorty likes the whole thing in the ass, you should probably look out.
Okay, why?
Because she into some real, real freak shit.
Oh. And all right, you should probably look out if you're all, y'all are single or something.
You ain't ready for all
that. I'm ready.
I'm gonna turn this into a porn cast. Porn
cast? We should find a porn. Oh, I actually know a porn. Porn chick. Yeah, we should get her on here.
You know, a star, like
I wouldn't say she's a star.
Bro, I don't think you think she's gonna want to get on after you just said that right now.
She would admit she's not a star. Porn stars are like celebrities. Everyone else is just a chick.
I don't know. It depends on how hard you go.
What do you call them? You just call them all porn stars?
I mean, if you're on the hub, yeah. If you're on the hub, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make your own account and everything, bro. The nerve that the hub has, though, to have a share button.
A share button.
Yeah, like share. You could like share to like social media. It's like, yeah, actually, you know who really love this porn? My family.
My one boy has a link on his Instagram bio, and it's the Kim Kardashian and Ray J porn.
Why?
Porno. It's in his link. It's on his bio.
Why?
He don't even be repping them like that.
Hit the share button on something that you like. Nah, try to share.
Nah, I don't share shit.
I don't share shit.
I keep it to myself.
I accidentally hit that share button and been like, and the options come up. I'm like, nah. Let's share this porn over
to Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it on Facebook, Messenger. Send it to everybody.
They're like, do you want to share it with your dad? I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Put your like top contacts up there.
Oh, you're tripping.
All right, let's start this bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, yo.
You ready?
I hope we not really starting like this. We going out like this. Keep that Manscaped part, though.
No, we can redo that whole ad right now. I'll do a Manscaped ad. Fuck it. For free.
For free.
Psych. All right. You going to start us off? I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
Last time I did that. Threw me off my game. Fuck. Mass Solus. Fuck. I can't even reach that shit. All right.
Hit it hard.
Just like, just go in on the buttons. Just do your thing. We need to get some like drops for us.
Like our own.
Yeah.
Like our own like phrases. Like wobble of a duck.
No, that sounds fucked up.
lick my balls.
Oh shit! Welcome to episode 21 of the 22.
I think we're at 22.
23.
25.
You're tripping. It's not 23.
You know what? We're gonna just
definitely not that. We shouldn't be struggling with these right now. We're too low.
You're a liar.
Definitely 22. 22. Confirm, Eddie.
Alright, I got you. Bro, it's not 22.
It's definitely 22.
It's 22. No, it's 22.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Almanac Podcast. My name's Alex. I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm chilling.
Big chilling. Damn. I mean,
this drink is really spicy.
What?
Spicy.
Spicy how?
Like, you ever had, like, Hawaiian punch?
And it's spicy?
You put ice cubes in Hawaiian punch, that shit's spicy still.
You what?
Yo, bro.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Everybody who knows, yo, drink some Hawaiian punch right now. Like, go. I'll buy you some Hawaiian punch.
We can do that right after the podcast, for sure.
Okay, bet.
But all right, so you feeling spicy because of the drink?
I'm feeling spicy.
how was your week?
It was pretty cool. Didn't do much. Just had brunch with my, you know, with some friends.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't even say brunch.
Brunch?
Nah. Brunch because, like, my time is off. That's what I say.
You can't make it on time.
Like,
for breakfast?
I mean, my sleep schedule is off. So, like,
oh.
I call it brunch because I probably woke up at, like, 1 in the afternoon.
That's not brunch. It's, like,
it's brunch.
Anyway. Is that brunch? It's not brunch.
I know. It's not, but it, I woke up. It's brunch.
Woke up and it's fucking dinner time. Yeah,
like first meal, brunch.
Damn. Where'd you go?
We ended up going to TJ Rockwell's up in E-Town.
Oh, cool.
Yo, slamming. And then I knocked down this whole fishbowl by myself. Oh. Yo, I was in the backseat. I literally felt like the fishbowl. Like, I felt like that bitch was just like swishing. Like, like you ever drink just so much, you feel like the liquid. You can feel like liquid churning.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I felt. I was in the backseat, like, both speeding to go back home. And, and I'm in the back, like, lifted.
Oh, shit.
But it was, yeah, it was a good time.
Nice. That's what's up.
And then, you know, and then I came here.
Today?
No, last...
Oh, yeah. Right, yesterday.
And you know how our evening went, you know what I'm saying?
I was there for that, so yeah. Our listeners don't need to know about that one.
Yeah, about what? That tragic loss.
Tragic loss?
I'm talking about, like, on the K, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so nah, for our listeners, I'm really bad at 2K. I get my shit rocked all the time. Nah, bro. Pause. But terrible at that game, but whatever.
What's up with you, bro?
Not much.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, same old, same old. Why are you laughing? He knows I'm lying. That's why. He's just straight up, just same straight old, up bullface lie.
I can't hide the my feelings, man.
Nah, doing really good. You know, taking it day by day, doing my shit.
Anything new going on with the music, bro?
No, sir.
Cap.
Keep everything on the download.
On the DL?
Yeah.
You'll just keep them guessing, huh?
Nah. I won't keep them guessing, but I won't lie to them.
You're a real Frank Ocean ass, bro. Like, don't.
Frank Ocean.
There's never a release date. It's just a drop.
Well, there's like, I don't know. I'm waiting for a mixer because I don't like mixing my own stuff. I like to take it to a different places to mix.
Okay.
So I get more of better feedback. Because you can trick yourself into mixing music.
And it just sounds right to you.
It sounds right to me, but I'll send it to my other people and they're like, yo, just jump off. Or if you ever go into a car after you try to mix a joint.
The car test?
Yeah, the car test is a real fucking test. Real test.
Yo, for real. I don't think my next car, I ain't grabbing nothing if the sound system ain't solid. Yeah. Like, I've had the luck of having solid cars, like, sounds like, you know, you can't go wrong with a Nissan.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm waiting for a couple of mixers to just hit me back kind of thing. It sucks when, like, you don't really have that much pull because you're just starting out in the music.
Okay.
And people won't hit you up or they won't take you serious just because.
Like, as far as for collaborations?
Yeah. Well, not collaborations. Just like, hey, I'm trying to get this work done, but they don't really know who you are, so they don't put you, like, on top of their list. You know, they'll take care of their reoccurring clients before they accept new ones kind of thing. But.
I don't say, I always
day
feel
by day, this my, album's going to come out, baby. This album will come out.
I know this sounds very naive. Okay. But I just feel like as artists now, what they should be doing is like more, being more open-minded. You know, I mean that from like, as far as just like in any aspect, whether you're mixing, like producing, or even just like if you're the vocalist or an instrument, like collab with everybody. I feel like,
yeah,
like when it comes to the music thing, just like experimentation goes so far, like you never know what could work.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'd always like, I feel like you should always just like give the opportunity to see what like at least once. I always believe in like giving chance once, at least once.
I get why people don't do that though, because it's just,
is it like the name certain people already have for themselves?
No, it's like not
reputation.
It's, maybe there is a little bit of that where it's just like you don't have any leverage for me. Like it sounds fucked up, but it's
like you don't have enough clout. Your name don't mean enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you don't have anything to bring to the table for me to work with you. It's going to be a one-sided gain. You know what I mean?
I always feel like the product will speak for itself.
Yeah, exactly. If the music comes out great, then that's a whole different story.
They start respecting.
Yeah, but that's how you get great music, collaborating. So we'll see what happens.
I agree.
All the collaboration for my project is done though. I'm just waiting for one last verse, actually, and then I can send it to all the different mixers, and then get it mastered, and then you guys will get a release date real soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, okay, that's all
so,
that's happening.
Right. Oh, so okay. So yeah, it's not that this. It's not that you know you're.
It's not like I'm. Yeah,
you're sneaking niggas.
No. It's more of a there's a real process. Like you have to take it. Like entertainers have a real process. It's not just I went to the studio, made a quick song, and now it's a hit. Those people, like some people, have that luxury. Yeah. But I'm not a vocalist. You know what I mean? So I have to work with artists A, B, C, and D and clear everything as well. Make sure everyone's like approving of this and then we go on from there.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So
sometimes I feel like as producers, you guys kind of just have to like Suge Knight the situation.
Suge Knight the situation.
Nah. Suge Knight, that's wild.
Suge Knight's in jail right now. Oh shit, I was watching a video the other day and it was about some of the scariest people in hip-hop.
Yeah,
crazy list. Crazy
was
list.
Was there anybody on that list that you found that you were surprised by?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Everybody was solid.
What do you mean? Like
I don't know, you never just see some of the famous people now and you're just like, yo, I could press you. Like, I just don't...
Like, I can press, like, one of the famous people?
Yeah, it's just...
I'm sure you could, but...
You say dangerous, it's just, like, I don't feel...
What do you mean?
Like, threatened, like...
You don't feel threatened from some of the famous people?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you shouldn't feel threatened from anyone unless they're pressing you.
No, of course. I'm just saying, like, when you say dangerous, I'm like, I don't know, like, I just be like...
Oh, like, who you're backed by kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's important, though, because, you know, if you start... If you go on the mic and you just start saying some shit, and they come find you and, you know, press you in the streets and you don't have people to back you, that's going to be real, real scary for you kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No.
What do you mean?
Like,
are you talking about security or just like you're not like backed by your crew kind of thing?
Wait, no. I mean, I just mean like.
So who do you find like suspects and like not like who do you find that's
like,
not
I mean, like,
scary?
What if you, like I'm just saying like I don't know like
or are you just surprised by certain people that are actually like scared of certain situations?
Like could you name like do you remember any of the people on that list?
Oh yeah. I only said that because Suge Knight was
okay,
on
so
that.
Suge Knight.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Who was the other guy? The dude from Rap-A-Lot Records. I forget his name. Dude that. Supposedly shut down the whole beef between Drake and Pusha T.
Like Jay Prince or some shit?
Prince, yeah.
Okay.
He was like number one on the list for some reason, but like I said, he's old head in the industry, so it's like I can't really speak on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't really know much about what Rap-A-Lot Records was doing back in the day.
Yeah.
And I haven't done my research on that, so I won't really speak on it. Suge Knight definitely was on that list. I forget who else was on that list though. A wild list, like 10 people you should really be scared of kind of thing, but
okay,
we'll get there one day.
Right.
So did you want to speak about the Tory situation? We got some new information.
I just feel like
because his album dropped and we didn't talk about that yet.
It's been like a long time since that whole situation occurred. Well, like maybe like it's been like what, like a month or two?
Probably like two.
It feels like 1 to 2 months since the shooting occurred.
Yeah,
and like, you know, he was very silent on his part, and that just looked really bad. Like it looked bad. Even to like this day, I'd be like, bro, like I can't agree. I can't agree on the like using the album to like you know tell your side of the story.
Right.
Like it's like I mean I'm not gonna lie. Like I think
he told like three different sides of his story. On that album too,
he told he definitely did. He definitely told a lot. He told a lot. So, but like he also but didn't say anything.
Yeah,
in a way.
He said a lot
without saying anything.
Exactly, without confirming nor denying.
Yeah, he just gave you like little hints and shit to like piece together.
Right,
and like I just think it's crazy because he's actually getting backed a lot now than what he was before. Because like he was getting a lot of
stuff. Oh yeah. Everyone was trying to shut him down.
Even articles. Yeah, like he was showing how like articles are complex and. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, aiming at him.
Yeah.
I mean, with biased opinions.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
they're basically just taking Megan's side of the story and running with it.
And like, he also just addressed, like, you know, with like him getting hit by like Roc Nation and stuff like that, about just not being able to respond and him, you know, obviously not giving a fuck.
What happened with the Roc Nation thing? I don't think I was privy to that.
In the one song, he's pretty much just saying that they reached out to him, telling, like, threatening him not to respond.
Oh. And
that's why he was just like,
they were trying to silence him.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yo, don't say nothing. Like,
I wonder why, though. Like, why would you want to silence Tory?
But, like, why would you put him in that position? Like, either, I don't know. Either way, like, I really couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's weird.
Because, like, yeah, like, I couldn't tell you.
Hmm.
Like,
is Mega in business with Roc Nation as well?
I think she signed a Roc Nation.
Oh, that's probably why. Yeah. They probably have more of a invested interest in Megan
than anything, but still, like,
and with Tory being independent now,
exactly,
yeah,
making his own chicken, and I ain't mad at that. But like, crazy thing about it, he's like, everybody thought he was deported, but I think he's still in the U.S.
Oh, well, I don't think he would get deported. He wasn't arrested, was he?
I think he got out on bail.
Oh,
he paid $30,000 bail.
Damn.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd get deported though.
I
think he has a little bit too much pull to get deported.
You think?
Dude, these Canadian dudes just come into America and just get connected well deep in here. It's crazy.
It's about money.
And it's definitely about money. And they just come down here. They basically kind of, I'm not going to say they run it, but
yeah.
Hey, it comes off that way, and it feels that way in certain situations.
So, all right. So what's, like, I mean, how do you feel about the whole situation?
Like the album releasing?
Just in general, on top of, like, I personally feel like the album, the music sounded good.
Yeah.
The quality of the music was good.
No, the fucked up thing is I like the album.
Yeah. And then, like,
and I'm not even a big people, Tory Lanez fan. A lot
of people were mad, and they were, like, saying how it was fucked up that he was, monetizing off of her trauma of of being shot.
Well, and, like, everyone could agree that her getting shot or grazed, from the new information that I got, information.
Yeah.
That everyone can agree that that situation, getting shot, is nothing to take lightly at all.
Yeah.
Like, Meg definitely should not be feeling traumatized at all being around Tory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You said she shouldn't be?
Hell no.
Why?
She shouldn't be, like she should be, she should feel like she can be traumatized. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, she has every right to.
Yeah.
No. I don't think anyone that's trying to back up Tory right now is trying to slant Meg.
Yeah.
You know, they're not being like, yo, you got shot, like, you gotta just brush that off kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
Everyone's just being like, yo, Meg, like, we get it, but
like, see, the thing with me is, like, he put up, like I said, he told three different sides, and the one interesting side was where he was like, it's just his arguments, where he's just like, he's saying, how would you know that I shot you if you were shot from behind?
Okay,
that's a solid argument. How are you gonna identify your shooter unless they're still, like, holding it and pointing it at you after?
Okay,
or like, but how would you know? So there's that. Then there's the whole getting shot in the foot, not hitting no bones or tendons.
Mm-hmm.
That's another argument. But then I know in the one song he kind of just like he put up a whole song. I forgot which one it was. I think it's like Look.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty much just saying, like, you know, just telling, like, his family, friends, and whatever, like, you know, take care of this and this, and put this out if I do end up getting booked for this.
Oh, okay.
Like, for,
like, leaking information kind of thing?
No, I mean, like, more so they book him because, like, they accuse him of being guilty regardless.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Like, people get falsely accused all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in this certain situation, but there's all, you know, false accusations happen.
Yeah.
There's people who do bids that had nothing to do with it. Sometimes you just look like a guy. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the situation.
It's not a super common. I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, so there's just that. And then he even said it. He was like, yo, like, if the truth comes out, I'm going to be chilling in my hotel. Like he said, you know. I'm going to
be straight.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be straight. Like, why else would he be at a hotel? Like, imagine having probation at a hotel. Like, being, like, house arrested at a hotel.
Yeah, I think he must know something. about the situation. But that's for him to be so calm about the situation. But
the feeling, the thing is, like, I think the reason that it puts him in a tough predicament is because, like, he's not, he doesn't want to be a snitch. Like, you see what 6ix9ine and all them are going through. Mm-hmm. And, like you see, I mean, I heard 6ix9ine's album's actually doing, did pretty badly. Like, I heard it, like, it didn't really exceed what they were expecting it to. I didn't look, I didn't actually listen to it at all.
Yeah.
Did you give it a chance?
No, I don't listen to 6ix9ine at all.
No, I'm fucking with you.
I have been watching shit, and it does seem like everyone's bleeding him out, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like blackballing
him. Because, like, he's after that, like, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's not going to be able to afford security.
Not
if
at all.
If the sales aren't up there. Because I heard he's spending bread on security.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to.
Yeah, and yeah, if he can't keep up with album sales, then.
But, like, and if you can't troll, because the only reason you're relevant was.
So you're saying, like, with Tory, then he's just trying to maintain that, like, that street, like, look. What are you saying, though?
Street credibility. Automatically, that's what people respect in the rap game. Because, you know, like, I feel like that's what the rap is. Like, it's a lot of people say, like, when they rap, they're like, I'm the voice of the streets.
Okay.
Because this is how we get the message out.
Right.
People don't want to listen to preachers and shit. Not saying that people don't, but it's a lot easier to listen to a message on a rap song. I mean, you see what Meek does.
Yeah.
Meek definitely uplifts people. Lil Baby did it, you know, like when we were having all these protests.
Yeah.
And riots, you know, they were uplifting the people the whole time through their music.
Right.
So I feel that's where Tory Lanez is trying to stay, like, because I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not, I mean, like, granted, like, it's not the first time, like, he's had, like, dirt, like, you know, he's been in a position where people are, like, throwing shit on him, or, like, like, when he had that whole scuffle with Don Q and the Dream Doll, I think.
I only remember the diss tracks that came out of that situation, but I don't know about that situation at all.
But yeah, anyway, like they I mean, because they said some shit that kind of like, yo, like
both
like,
us,
like, yeah, no, not even that. I saw more so like Don Q was like saying both was on coke, like,
oh, okay,
so like, feel me, like shit like that. So it's just like it's a sticky situation. But I think the reason he didn't want to come out and tell the truth, because then it's like you're telling, like, God, like. Obviously, like, if you're shooting a pop star like Meg, there's some other intent involved. Like, there's something else in the works if you're shooting.
Yeah, so there's
but if it is him, like, if the evidence comes out, they find it, like, if they can prove it's him, I ain't gonna like get mad. Like, I'm like, all right, y'all got it. He did it.
There's a clip that recently came out, and they're saying it's Tory's security.
Yeah.
And he kind of came out and explained this whole situation.
A word?
And he was just kind of saying how they were kind of going into the car. Everyone was drunk. Clearly, we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And Tory was with Meg, and there was another female there, which I don't know who it is.
Okay.
They both found out that Tory was messing around with both of them. And it seemed, from what I remember, the one chick grabbed the gun, and the security didn't have hold of the gun, so the gun was just in the car. So they got in the car, they found about the situation, she grabbed the gun, and Tory was basically trying to get the gun away from her, and the gun accidentally went off and grazed her foot, is what that alleged clip is saying. Which is like, that makes sense. That kind of makes sense.
The chances of it, like, because you're, all right, so you're in a car, you're scuffling,
could you tie that in with his whole story that he's been trying to, like, put out in the track? Like, no one here is saying, yo, like, how do I say this? Like, no one here is saying that what happened to Meg was right.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not saying it either. I'm not saying if she did, I mean, like, I didn't really look like, I've only heard her say it. I haven't, like, seen anything, like.
But with that kind of, so I think what's going to happen and what's trying to happen is that they're trying to push that story where Tory was just trying to get a gun out of someone else's hands. It accidentally went off and it grazed Meg. So that's what I'm assuming the story is going to be ran with. Because it seems like all the tracks off of Tory album is supporting that. That whole story, even though they kind of sound like three different stories off the Tory album, it kind of all those three stories kind of intertwine and support that one.
Well, I was gonna alleged say, leak.
from the security guard.
I had seen a post where it was Megan's hairdresser. Mm-hmm. She like wrote this like long ass paragraph, mm-hmm. just saying like how like Megan, you know, gets aggressive and she when she drinks and
oh really
yeah and like and she's saying pretty much saying like Tori's like she was like confirming like Tori's story is like partially true.
Oh really?
Like, yeah, like she's like so she like vouched for him. So that's oh, like wow. that's what I'm saying. So it's just like
but she wasn't there.
Huh?
She wasn't there. She's just going off of no, like.
No, she said she wasn't there, but
previously hanging out with Meg,
yeah,
kind of
like
thing.
Before the yeah, situation, okay. before the, it had all occurred, like she said, I think she said like it might have been like the day before the or like the after the morning before.
Oh, okay.
Like so, that like I said, it's just it's a sticky situation, and I'm like I hope it like I'm not saying I hope it goes to trial, but it's just like I hope it like they
I hope
like,
the truth comes out and like, everyone yeah, like yo, everyone like with Tori, I don't want him to. Get blackballed if he doesn't deserve to get blackballed.
Exactly.
But it, what it seems like
if he
is
did
happening
that shit,
right
then it's
now,
like I can't respect. Like niggas ain't gonna.
Well, I mean, no
it.
One can respect it now. Yeah. Like I'm not saying, hey, I'm gonna respect the
shooting,
situation.
Yeah, just shooting.
Oh yeah, I'm no one saying that. It's more of just like, hey, he didn't. Like, if he gets falsely accused of doing something, and let's say he was trying to get the gun out of another female's hand,
yeah.
and it accidentally went off. No one's going to be like, yo, Tori, you did your thing. You were trying to, like, save the situation. It's yeah. just more of a, yo, the industry is so quick to just be like, yo, it's time to blackball him. And cancel yeah. culture is just like, yo, it's time to cancel Tori.
I love how he addressed that, too. Like,
but, like, cancel culture is funny as shit because you're only on the bad side of cancel culture if they are attacking you. Any other time, you're part of it.
Yeah, I mean
it's weird, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's a weird way of looking at it.
Because you're just running with whatever you hear and what you know. You're not taking the two minutes to step back and just look at everything.
Well, I don't know, bro. I didn't really like you know make any personal statements until I heard both sides.
Well,
that's
yeah.
why we're here.
Yeah,
I'm finally ready to address it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We let everything breathe real quick. And
because I just I know like a lot of girls. They, but, a lot of girls were mad. A lot of girls were upset.
As they should be. As they should be though. Like, as they should be. They should definitely be mad. But I think it was wild that the whole industry is just like yo. We're going to try to blackball him. And I don't think he was even blackballed. The fucked up thing is the album's not bad.
Yeah. The fucked up thing is?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the situation's bad.
Yeah. With the music. But listen, I remember, I thought it was also, because they're really pushing, I just feel like they're really pushing the agenda. Cause like,
of what?
Because when he dropped that the album, I believe it was the same day they came out with the verdict for the Breonna Taylor case.
Rick Ross. That was bad timing.
They said it was bad timing.
It's terrible timing.
But it was also the day.
But Tori's management also came out and said something about they didn't do it on purpose, I think, but they're taking some of the profits that they make from the album to the situation.
Yeah.
Or to Breonna's family. Yeah. I'm not sure who it's actually going to, though.
I don't know if they're like trying to do like a legal thing where they're trying to push a retrial.
Okay.
I think that's what really people are trying to do right now. But like he came out and said like, yo, it's like the day I think he said it was like either the day his mom was born or the day his mom died.
That's why he chose that?
That day of the album.
Okay.
Because even like in the end of the album, the last two songs are mainly like him kind of just talking about like life and like you know like shit going on with his family, mm-hmm. his mom, like him talking to his mom.
Hey,
yeah,
it's crazy how he was able to make a whole album about this. But
that's what I'm saying. In the nigga time too. He even dropped that video, the most high.
I mean,
he dropped the video. I don't it's just like.
If you when you hit that status in music, it's not a hard thing for your shit to come out quick and crisp and well produced like that. Like he's at that level. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just how it goes.
I hear it.
It's just what he does.
Give him his flowers. Yes.
I'm not giving him his flowers, but he's at that level.
No, let the rose petals fall right here on the podcast.
No, chill.
We need a CGI guy.
No, It's just, I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about the situation because nothing's confirmed. Obviously, we're just going off of internet rumors.
And what he and what they've said
and what they said themselves. I'm not gonna be here. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, "Yo, that was the best thing you could have done is drop an album about it." You definitely could have came out way sooner.
That's what everybody says. Said something. A lot of people were like, "Oh, the first thing I would have did was try to clear my innocence," and it was like, I feel like you could have just said that, but who's like, either way, they can still choose not to believe you at the end of the day. Like, no matter like what time you choose
but
to
But I feel
say
like
it,
if he would have done that, he would have, everything on the internet would have kind of just exploded. You know what I mean? Everything would have been
hectic.
Yeah.
And it could have just chilted.
It would have kept going back and forth, in my opinion.
Yeah. Because so you got to have to, like, that's why it's just like, I we have to see if it, like, if it does go to, like, with the whole trial. I'm not, like, I need to know what happened. I need to know what happened.
Well, as far as right now, you have both sides of the story. Yeah. That leaked audio from Tory's security guard is surfacing a little bit. You haven't heard it, though, right?
What?
The leaked audio from the security tour.
No, I haven't heard it.
Yeah. Yet. I think that's what they're going to try to push, in my opinion, from Tory squad.
We will see.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there still. I'm seeing him.
That's it. Yeah, so I'm like, exactly. But I'm like, who? Like, are people pressing him in real life? I wonder. Like, are people like, yo, bro, lady shooter, like, tell me something crazy.
Maybe behind the scenes.
When he walks away, eh?
Yeah.
Because boy might actually pop them too. If you shoot a female, you'll shoot anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just happened more behind the scenes, but we'll see what happens.
I go, I know, like,
but
my
but
man,
the fucked up thing is there's some of those songs in there. I'm just like, some of those songs are pretty good.
His clapbacks were crazy though. Like when he was coming for people.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, like, I mean, cause I respect that. I respect that he put anybody that was being fake on blast.
Mm-hmm.
Like my man aired out everybody. All right, cool. If you ain't gonna fuck with me, he said, take me off every song I'm featured on.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. People have been doing that vice versa as well.
What?
Like people that are trying to that have music with him.
Him taking
their like
requesting their verses removed.
Exactly.
For real? Anybody you know?
The only one I'm aware of is Joe Budden.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But that's about it.
Fuck Joe. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. He addressed that. He addressed JoJo.
Oh yeah,
he said Joe and Kalani. He was like, "Yo, boy," mm-hmm. But it was just crazy because he was just like, "He's like, I held your babies, like you know, we've been friends for 6 years plus." I was like,
"Hey, talk about
I think
long lasting relationships or friendships go sour."
I get that she's bad, but she's mad fake. Okay,
who?
Kalani, fake as fuck.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Why would you say that?
I just feel like the way her relationships go and, like, the way the things, like, niggas be saying, I just feel like she, like, she fucked up my man Kyrie and Party. Then she had that thing with YG. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
you think she has more of, like, industry relationships than, like, real relationships? That's a big problem when you're in that, like,
in that field, bro. It's like you don't even like as dope
nothing,
as
nothing it, feels authentic.
As dope as it would be to be in like a power couple. Like I remember that episode of Atlanta where Bo was just like it was about just being social media couples.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like it's like, yo, like are we actually fucking with each other? Are we building something like an empire?
Mm-hmm.
Like and it's crazy because like the biggest the closest like collection to it used to be like being Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They still are.
Kind of. I feel like after like the whole cheating scandal, everybody kind of like said,
yeah.
"You're like, yo, we ain't fucking with
like,
that."
Like, yo, all right, but in real life, that's just that happens. People cheat.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Like, take the celebrity away from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That cheating happens in relationships.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Okay,
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Like, I just couldn't be with, like, and I mean more so, I couldn't be with somebody that cheated on me. Like, I could, like if I find out, it's like, I don't want it. Like, it lost all value. Like,
just keep it a secret.
But, like, that shit dropped, like, some life points. Like,
if you cheat, if you cheating, you better not let me find out. It's fucked up.
Right? And that's really what it is. It's like, yo, don't let me find out. Like, I'll literally be out the next day. Like, everything gone. Like, I'll take the day off work. Like, have my niggas ready to pack my shit and we out. Like, that's how I'm moving.
That's hilarious. Did you catch up at all with the debates at all?
Oh yeah, no.
There's round one of the debates.
I didn't get to watch it because I was at work.
Okay.
But like I watched like just, you know, the snippets, the memes.
Okay. Caught the aftermath of what the internet's doing. Yeah, the aftermath of
what happened. So like the key points that I guess everybody like caught or took from it. Like as far as just like
everyone that the more like salacious parts of the debate.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
I don't. Nah, but like,
more just like the highlights. I don't know. I'm saying highlights because nothing from that debate and how the internet works, it's not ever gonna be the positive of what they say up there. It's always gonna be what's negative, and people are just gonna take that and just run with it. And people like bitching at the end of the day. People love to complain. It's, you can't take it out of people. It's just who people are now. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So no one's going to take that debate and be like...
love bitching.
Yeah. No one's going to take the debate and be like, hey, yo, here's a real constructive side. Everything that is bad from that debate is going to come to the surface.
Of course.
It's going to keep being repeated kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, do you really think they said anything positive? I mean,
Dude, I could not watch... Dude, no.
A lot of people were like posting on it, just like disgusting, childish. No,
that was like the most childish shit I've ever seen in my life. Childish.
Dude, would you shut up? Like,
yeah, they were just going.
Yo, the clown part killed me.
They were just getting like disrespectful as hell. No one has class, and you expect I don't expect politicians to have class.
But like, you're like, you really want us, but you want me to pick you as my leader?
Yeah, you're,
that's what you're reaching for.
Exactly. You're taking the low road. You're not taking the high road in the situation.
I kind of feel like that was inevitable with Trump, though.
It's hard to do that. Even the moderator was having such a hard time
with Trump. Yeah, I figured.
And it's bad. It's crazy.
I figured.
So what quote unquote highlights did you
The one that like popped out the most obviously was where the moderator's asking him, would you condemn white supremacy?
Oh, okay.
And
that was wild.
Yeah, bro. Like that's like people literally like don't like that's a smack to the face. Everybody's like, oh yeah, like he's kinda racist, but like he's a businessman. Like, yo, what? Like, yo, that's the craziest part about it is, like, I've heard people say before, like, they'll take business even if it's racist. I'm like, what? I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. I'm an integrity type of boy. Like,
Right.
Like, it's all about respect and love over here. Like, especially if it's a business.
Right.
Like, if this wasn't a business, if this was just, like, the hood in the street, then, yeah, we're just in a lawless wasteland, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be racist, cool.
Yeah.
But, like, that comes with a price.
Of course.
That to me, that like what he said with the whole like with the Proud Boys, you know, stand back and stand by.
Well, he never like, all right. So with the whole,
say it.
Well, he said, would you, what the fuck? What were you saying about Trump?
About the Proud Boys?
Not the Proud Boys. Before that.
What?
Oh, so the denouncing racism.
Yeah, do not.
Or white supremacy.
Yeah, white supremacy.
There you go. So the denouncing. White supremacist, he did say, sure, he said yes on the stage. He did say it. He said, yes, I will denounce white supremacists. But following that,
he said,
is where he said, Proud Boys, stand by, which is wild. That's the part where it's just like, dude, what the fuck is happening right now?
That's an oxymoron. You just contradicted yourself.
Yeah.
He's an oxymoron, and I...
I actually had to do a little bit of research on what the fuck Proud Boys was.
It's supposedly, like, what I've heard from my coworker is it's like a far right, yeah, like Nazi, like
yeah,
like Nazi group,
kind of formed in 2016. Very recent, about four years ago. I researched it.
I guess so. It's, you know, like, niggas is forming, like, it's like the L.A. revolts, like, like, niggas is forming gangs and shit, you know?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, I know. And, I actually, someone actually told me two sides of the story. They said that I had someone tell me that the founder of the Proud Boys was actually racist, but the rest of the members weren't. Like, I heard that they kind of, like, pushed him out. But I don't know. That might just be, like, an older thing. Who knows? But, like, shortly after the election, the debate, the whole debate, there was a video trending on TikTok pertaining to the debate where it was just like this. I guess he was a Proud Boy.
Okay.
And he hopped on TikTok and then he was just saying, you know, like, it's, we all know what it's gonna come down to. We all know it's gonna come down to two candidates, and we know who those are. And you know, like, he's like, oh, you know, we all know that Trump's gonna win, you know, Trump 2020. And then he's just saying, like, but when that happens, we know all the Black Lives Matter movement followers, and he named somebody else. I forgot who. He's just like, they're gonna be so upset, they're gonna come looking for war.
Okay.
And he's like, but we're gonna be ready for that. And then he's like, but know this. He's like, if Joe Biden wins, he's like, we're gonna come down deep and heavy. And I'm like,
yeah, it's pretty fucked up out
there. But the crazy part is, like, I feel like not too many people take that seriously, but
you definitely should.
I don't play with that. Yeah. I don't play with that.
Why they won't take it serious?
They're scared. Okay. I feel like people like block things out because they're scared.
Okay.
You know, like, you don't want to know the truth. You know, it's too much sometimes.
Makes sense.
Some people, yeah, like, they're just not ready, mentally able, or mature enough to take certain things in.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Of course.
So, that's kind of where, like, that's
you know. Did you see any parts where they were talking about going and to the actual polling spots? So there are certain places where they will allow you to go to a polling place in person and go vote. And Trump was basically, I definitely forgot what he was saying. But he was basically trying to force people to go to those, or Republicans, or his supporters, to go to those polling places and kind of stop people from voting if they are showing that they're voting for Biden.
Okay.
Which is crazy. It's basically an assault.
Yeah.
So that he's like, antagonize them, go trash, do whatever you need to do, stop them from voting.
Right.
Which is wild. Yeah. Do you actually, I won't ask that because that's personal, but how would you feel if you were trying to go to a polling place and there was, let's say, some Republicans and they were trying to stop you from voting?
How would they stop me? Right. Especially me. Like, how you going to stop me, big fella? Like, especially some old ass. Yo, I would literally
just, I've been seeing some crazy. I'd
be whooping some old nigga ass. Like, yo, you just saw me in a parking lot just beating a bunch of old men in suits. Just like on some Bruce Leroy shit.
There's a clip surfacing in Canada where they, there's a dude down there. He was just playing the Nipsey Hussle track, Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And some white dude said, turn it off. He wouldn't turn it off. And he just slapped the living shit out of him. And he dropped to the floor.
Oh, no, we're fighting.
It's crazy. We're fighting. It's crazy out there.
Even, no, if a boy even, I would have hit him before he even said, like, he would have came up to me and got that close. I saw, like, the thumbnail, and Bo's, like, in his mitt.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in my mitt, you said, turn that off, I'm hitting you.
Of course.
I'm like, I'm, bro, not get waiting. Off me. Get off me. Like, no. Get the fuck off me, bro.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for that shit. No, it's getting crazy out there. A lot of the Trump supporters are
bold.
Bold, but it's like, very aggressive.
But to me, the whole Trump thing is just a disguise.
The real problem is that Trump is just
marketing the racism.
Well, no, he's like, encouraging it.
I know.
He's saying, hey, do what you got to do, which is wild.
Like, survive. We just got to keep the country running.
And vote me.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yo, real talk.
It's pretty fucking wild out there.
That's why it's like, I mean, like, a lot, but it's crazy. A lot of people are predicting Trump to be.
You know what the fucked up thing is?
It's gonna win,
huh?
Everybody thinks Trump's gonna win.
I wouldn't even doubt that.
And it's like, what's, yo, fucked up. It's so crazy. It's like, yo, y'all really don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck.
Well, it's not that no one gives a fuck, but I don't believe under...
If nobody... Yo, I'm not even trying
to,
like...
Under the presidency of Trump, I, honest to God, don't think that this election's going to come out fair. Because you're doing all the mail-in ballots, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take a while. You're not going to get the results like we used to on election day. It's going to take a couple days, weeks, maybe even months. Yep. And Trump's still going to... Well, he would still be in office still...
I'll say
regardless, it's but
inauguration
exactly. But hey, that could you imagine? Hypothetically, Joe Biden wins, inauguration day comes, and you know how it was like it was just so stiff and like there's tension in the air when Obama was shaking him, calling him into the White House. Did you watch that?
No, I saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
So stiff. It was just like the weirdest thing to watch. It was like. Like, it looked like Obama knew that he was handing it off to fucking one of the worst people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bro, to this day, people want Obama back in office.
Yeah, but, you know, legally you can't do that.
Yo, chill, bro. I'll take OBZ.
Obama for the streets?
I'll take OBZ to the grave as my leader.
I didn't mind Obama, I'm not going to lie.
Yo, like, because he knew how to comfort.
You have to give context, though, because, like... Dude,
he knew how to comfort his people. He knew how to comfort people. He could talk.
How old were we when Obama won his first election as president?
We were like 13.
No, I wouldn't say that. We were in middle school.
Like yeah, 13,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. 13, okay. 12. Yeah, so we were in middle school. He served two terms, and now Trump is the next guy. So he's realistically the third president that I'm even exposed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
didn't really get a good feel of Bush.
I didn't get, well, I just didn't know politics then. Yeah, I was fucking, five or six? All I know from Bush is the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. It's all only we can tag both to. You're guilty by association.
Yeah, and he was a strong military guy.
Well, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. I've only experienced a little bit of Bush and...
Whoa, bro. Yeah.
Pause. A little bit of Bush and
oh, you a wild boy.
two terms of Obama, and I hate to say it, but I would have to predict that Trump is gonna. We're gonna have two terms of Trump. There's just the same way that the Republicans couldn't stop two terms of Obama.
Yeah,
is exactly what we're gonna get back. We can't stop the two terms of Trump.
Nah, but you know it's crazy. A lot of people are saying, you know, are pushing now that like, there's just a feeling that this is gonna be the last election ever. Just go straight communism.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Trump stays up there, sells out to Putin.
Honestly, I'm not gonna doubt.
Next, you know, Putin is toting it.
I'm not gonna doubt that, but because Trump has just been.
Because think about it, he's a businessman. He's going to turn this whole joint into minimum wage. Everybody getting minimum wage. You're fired. You're going to another island.
Yeah.
Man, he's kicking niggas out.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking forward to it. But I just like, so for the second debate, I really hope that the moderator can fucking take control. Because, dude, the way Trump was just rolling over Biden and the moderator was fucking insane. Like, disrespectful as fuck. Like, insane. I'm like, dude. I'm like, are you really talking over him? He's addressed it several times. Your campaign has agreed and yourself have agreed to not speak during his 2 minutes to speak.
Yeah.
And he's just in there nonstop, putting his 2 cents in there at every little thing Joe Biden says, not even giving him a fighting chance.
He's a clown.
It's crazy. Like, I've never seen some shit like that. It's usually always like a cordial, like from my experience, who was going against Obama? Was it Kennedy or no?
No,
it wasn't
not Kennedy.
It started with K, didn't it?
It was M with an M.
Hmm.
Mitt Romney.
Exactly. Mitt Romney. Even that debate
was chilling. It was like
it wasn't
throwing jabs, but it was like slick jabs. Classy jabs.
There were politicians jabs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Both, Trump is
both
just could have
handled the money better, but
yeah, Trump straight up was just like Trump is straight up just saying, hey, like, what are you saying is a lie?
Right. Cap.
He's like, he's lying. These numbers are false.
Yo, Bo was painted up, too. It was funny as shit.
I'm not going to lie, though, but there's certain situations up there where Trump really had Biden. Where, like, the taxes came up. Where,
so how did he have Biden?
he had him in a situation where Biden didn't really have anything to say or fend for himself. He did have him in certain arguments when it came when they brought up Trump's taxes.
Yeah, and that's another part that I actually saw.
Yeah, so when they saw
it shows your taxes,
and then they revealed. And they're like, Trump, how much did you pay in taxes? He's out here saying millions and millions and millions, right? They call him out on that. They're like, it's not millions. We got a report on your taxes where you pay, what was it, like $750 for taxes. And Trump just basically was like, well, that was under your administration that I could pull those loopholes, basically. What do you say to that?
Yeah.
You're in office, and you made that possible for Trump. And he calls you out, well, this is under your administration. That wouldn't happen under my administration, basically.
Yeah.
Boom, right there. What do you have to say, Biden? Yeah, it's not looking good for him. It's just really not looking good for him.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I honestly, if we had to, put out some predictions, I hate to say it, but it looks like we're going to get a second term. And that's off the first debate. I don't remember how many more debates they're going to have.
There's two more.
Two more debates.
I want to tune in for these now.
Yeah, but dude, if they don't have control.
But I heard Trump wild out and mentioned Joe Biden's son.
Yep. He said he had a cocaine addiction. He was discharged from the military.
But who the fuck is Trump to say anything? But his parents were in the Klan.
Like
both of your parents were in the Klan. There's pictures of you with your mom and dad in robes.
You know what? It was really sad to actually watch Joe Biden try to fight for his son up there. Because it you can hear the emotion in his voice.
He was choking.
He was choking.
Choked up.
He was he felt soft. You can hear the shaking in his voice when he had to respond to that. Because you don't bash someone. Let's say if you had a family member that was dealing with addiction, right?
Yeah.
You don't bash someone like that. So that's a very low level. That's hanging fruit for Trump to just go do that.
It's a low blow.
It's a crazy, crazy low blow. But I hate what you know. What really sucks is that for Trump.
Didn't he say something about Russians too?
He did. He said something about how his son gained a lot of money from the Russian government or something like that. And they were basically he was just like, "Where's all that money at?" And Biden is just saying, "Oh, that didn't happen. That's not true. This and that." But I actually don't know if it's true or not.
That's wild.
Yeah. But Trump is no one to be like, "Oh, Russians, you got this from the Russians."
He's buddy buddy. I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just wild. But I hate to say it, but it seems like Biden's just gonna have to, if he really wants to win this, he's gonna have to really swing hard with those low blows against Trump. That's just how it's working right now. If you want to take votes from Trump, you're going to have to just take those low blows. I hate to say it. It's not classy. It's not respectable. But if this is a glimpse of what we're about to get for these debates, Biden, you have to fucking look like you're fighting up there for your life.
Yeah.
It's the sad truth. That's where America is today. And that's why I'm going to Canada.
I dig that. Okay.
Yeah. I just ranted. I'm sorry.
Sadly, you're not the first person to say that. Because you're actually the only first. You're the first. They're the second person to say like today. Like I haven't had anybody tell me, "Oh yeah, Bulls winning for sure." Like nobody said that. You're the second person to say it though.
Say what?
That Trump's winning for sure.
I'm not saying he's winning for sure. I'm just saying it's not looking good for Biden at all.
Okay.
Right now, it doesn't seem like he's doing good at all.
You just said we're in for a second term.
I said what I said.
Right. Hey, I'm like, run that back. Play the clip.
Play the clip. Show them the clip. That's what they need to do.
I want
up
it
there.
In slow mo.
That's what they need to do with the debates. Play the clip. how'd you feel about Trump? Or I guess you don't really have an emotion towards it, or I definitely don't, but Trump getting COVID.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like God. But it's like God works in mysterious ways. God works in mysterious ways. Probably not.
I think it's a ruse.
And it's crazy because Joe Biden said he wishes him recovery, and then I guess he deleted some.
No, you know what's fucked up is Biden goes up on stage, and he's like, hey, it seems like he's just ready for like positivity and to give his side of what his plan is to be like if he takes office and his stance on certain situations. And yeah. Trump is just like, yo, fuck all that. I'm coming for your life, bro. Like, that's how it feels. It's real fucking dirty up there. Trump doesn't play nice.
I think
that's for damn sure.
I think Joe Biden's just kind of like trying to like fit in the Obama playbook, but he just don't got the charisma.
He needs Obama.
He don't got that. Yeah, for real, for real. He should just like, can you, as I say, when it comes to presidents, are you not allowed to run as, are you not allowed to be a running mate when you're already a president?
Actually, I don't remember, actually. Oh. I looked that up before. I don't remember off the top
of my head. Female Obama. I heard she gets a lot of hate, too, though. Kamala Harris, I heard she's...
Well, you know what the hate comes from? What? Is the fact that they have an actual career in politics. And when you have a career in politics and you sign off on bills, there's good and there's bad that you sign off on.
Yeah.
With Trump, he's not a politician. The only thing he has backing him is, oh, I'm a business guy. I'm a good business guy. That. I'm rich. Look at that. He has nothing he's been signing off on except for the past 4 years saying that, hey, like, I'm passing this bill or right. I'm denying this bill.
Okay.
With Biden, he has a history of, you know, incarcerating a lot of black people.
Okay.
That's where with Trump.
That's he's where just, we're at.
That's exactly
not fucking, where not fucking around.
It's just how it is.
Play the clip.
Play the clip.
All right, got you.
Yeah. So what else we got? Let's jump off of that because I'm getting a little heated. You know, I'm getting a little hot.
We're
right
at
here.
The best. We're at the best part of the year. I told you this drink is spicy. It's just a spicy beverage.
This will finish doing their thing.
But so you know, it's the best time of the year. The NBA Finals.
Okay.
We're game three in right now tonight, which we'll be watching shortly.
Yes, that's right.
What time is it?
Oh, shit started now.
Yeah.
So gotta get the shit ready.
We'll get that shit. I feel like it's fair to say we're in for a sweep.
I can't lie. I haven't watched the first two games of the finals.
I haven't watched them either because of work, but like I've been watching the highlights.
Okay. I haven't watched the highlights either.
I watched the highlights of each game. Like, so... you know, like the Heat's already like down like 2-3 guys from injuries. Mm-hmm. You got Goran Dragic out. You got Bam Adebayo out. Right. Well, like that's they were questionable. They said they might have returned for this game, but I think they're out indefinitely. What, you know, so it's sad because like I don't know. Like I still had the Lakers winning. I'm not gonna lie, but I was expecting a more exciting series. You know.
Yeah.
I was ready for a tooth and nail.
I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan, so oh, yeah. I wanted more competition.
Even just the Heat, the way the Heat played this year, especially in the playoffs, like I was so impressed.
Yeah,
for like guys that like I'm not gonna say don't have a crazy reputation, but they're like,
well, they're
role players. It's I don't more know role players than superstars.
I don't know about you, but when we talk about basketball, we haven't really brought up Miami.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly, because they fell off. I feel like they kind of fell off after like LeBron left.
Right.
Personally, even with Wade there, like Wade kept them relevant. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but like it's refranchised. They have no heavy. You have to refranchise it. Like,
exactly.
Like star players retire. Shit happens.
Yeah. So yeah, it's hard to give the limelight or give them any limelight because it's like we don't really understand what's going on from there.
Yeah.
And then for them to just come back the way they did, or not come back, just surprise. The way they approached and surprised us during the playoffs. Hey man,
that's the thing because they haven't been in the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals I think since 2012. So it's like
fucking Wizards haven't been on since 1970. Learned that last night.
Yo,
I'm still mad about that.
Crazy. John Wall coming back.
John Wall.
Yo, I'm still like wild. Like I laugh to this day because of that video of him banging. Mm-hmm. That video of him banging. He got caught banging. I'm like, damn, bro. Like
got you, him.
I could tell in his face he was. He was right. He was right.
Let's run the clip.
Run the clip.
I'm just kidding.
There's a copyright unavailable.
Yeah. So you think they're going to get swept?
Yeah. I mean, like, but the thing is, like, I'm not upset. You know.
I just don't think anything was going to stop LeBron from getting the chip this year.
And
if there were a team that were going to do it.
Everybody says it was the Clippers.
It would be the Clippers.
Everybody said that. Even to this day, they're like, yo, if the Clippers would have beat the Nuggets.
Only the West can beat the West is how I see it.
Yeah.
I hate to
and
say
that's what Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless were talking about on their podcast Undisputed.
Oh, really?
They were saying that like the Eastern Conference is soft. It's shown time and time again. Like the West always beats the East.
Yeah.
Except for when LeBron was in the East,
mm-hmm.
he's really what carried them, and it's true because like besides like what the Celtics in 08, like really it's been the West the past couple years.
Yeah. Unless the Celtics come through.
Yeah.
It's usually how it goes. Celtics are just always up there.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they're franchises that have been champions since the beginning of the league.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, that's kind of like the luck of the draw, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Because like, think about it, like all these cities that like probably never had like basketball players for real. Like, I'm not knocking the hick countries, like the hick states. I mean, the hick states. You know, like, but like, I'm not like, oh, bro, the best ballers come from North Dakota. Like, not saying that there isn't nice ballers, but I'm saying like,
okay.
You know, there's just more urban, suburban areas that are known for like just constant ball.
There's not, not a lot of concentrated population, therefore there's not a lot of competition, therefore you don't get great players.
Just like, usually when you're dealing with like the more hick states, it's more like a football.
Oh, okay, states. Yeah.
You know, like, because it's field. You got more field than you do have courts.
Yeah.
Minus like the schools. Yeah. But like.
Mm. I don't know. I think if I have to give a prediction, I would just give it to the Lakers.
So would you say?
I would love to see Miami win. Okay. I would love to see it.
So I know you're not a.
But it's not going to happen.
I know you're not a you're not heavy in the basketball like history.
Yeah.
But in your opinion, who would you consider to be the GOAT?
Like of all time?
Of all time. If you even have one.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I would only have to assume to give it to Jordan because of his legacy. Of
the history and what you
and from
seen.
What I know.
Because you've seen The Last Dance.
I have, yeah.
Okay. So
I would have to give it to him probably since I have been keeping up with basketball. Probably have to give it to LeBron just because he's still in the league.
Okay. All right. That was my next question because a lot of like the argument now these days is – if LeBron wins this chip, does that solidify him as the GOAT?
I think he's already solidified. I hate to say it.
I say that now, too. Yeah, I agree.
I don't like LeBron. I'm not a LeBron fan.
For real?
But I'm not going to deny the facts.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'm saying my man's done. If he's about to win a ring on three different teams.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like.
GOAT status.
Can you hate, man? Can you really hate the Bull? I see Daniel doesn't agree by his face, but.
Yeah, next podcast we'll get a mic.
All right. So, all right, but following that with the Lakers, you know, the Lakers proceeding to the finals. All right,
so you think Lakers are going to sweep this? You think it's not? You don't even think it's going to make it to Game 5?
No.
Okay.
Damn. Not no more. Now that everybody's out.
Yeah.
No, it's a done deal.
All right.
LeBron cried, man. The Eastern Conference Finals, he cried. He sat on the floor and cried. And it's like, I felt that, like, but bro, like, he's like, I feel like his dream, he knows his dreams are coming true.
Okay.
Like, he's like, yo, I've done it. Oh, nobody can say nothing about me after this. You can't say, he knows this is his crowning moment.
Okay.
That's what I think it is.
All right.
And like, it. I think it's cool, like, with him and Anthony Davis. Like,
yeah.
How they explain their relationship. It's like the friendly version of Shaq and Kobe.
Friendly, exactly.
And it's like, damn.
I give it to them. They knew, like, they knew exactly what positions they had to play when they both or when LeBron recruited them in.
To be honest, though, I didn't think like they were going to pose that much of a threat, though, as they did. Like, I feel like a lot of people were teaming up, preseason.
But
a lot of teams were rebuilding, like trying to make their own super teams just to battle. Like,
they but know. What other duo could match them?
The Sixers. The Sixers, bro. The process.
Yeah, they
especially,
need to stop
especially
doing
now with our new coach Doc Rivers.
Or sorry, they need to stop doing the.
Shout out to my pants. You know what I mean? You just fold up like an L. Like you got to catch these joggers.
Yeah, they need to stop putting. Or I'm not ever trying to watch Sixers and the Celtics go at it first round ever again.
That was sad.
It's depressing as fuck.
Yeah, it definitely like. I mean, like, I'm just hoping. Like,
they're our kryptonite.
I'm hoping with. Nah,
I hate
I'm,
to say it.
Well, I'm hoping with Doc Rivers now as our coach that, like, you know, he actually is able to rebuild our franchise.
Okay.
That's something like. Because I feel like.
So you have a lot of hope
we were
for
competent.
Doc.
We were competent even with Brett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I personally feel like Brett Brown didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Okay.
But Doc Rivers is, like, his career precedes him personally. Because, like, him being an NBA champion, you know, he won with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. You knew that, right, Alex?
I didn't know that.
No, fuck with you. He's trying to get me. But, like, after that, he went to the Clippers, and he had a great career there. He was constantly made it to the finals.
Okay.
And that was back when it was Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
Like, you know, Jamal Crawford, J.J. Redick, you know, the original Clippers. Like, when they, that roster alone was a problem. That was a problem.
Okay.
And, you know, I understand that, like, this was kind of like the give or bust because he's had so many years and still hasn't produced. Mm-hmm. So I understand if, you know, like, you give a man 10 years and he still doesn't give you a championship. I can understand why you'd want to, like, even though, like, your fans and might love him as a, you know, as a person, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, they decided to part ways with him just because, I guess, you know, this was the Clippers, like, championship or bust campaign.
Exactly.
So, like, I feel like that team's not even going to be the same next year. Like, it's not even going to be the same people. Lord knows if Kawhi and Paul George.
How long is Kawhi's contract over there?
I think they were one-year deals.
Oh, shit. Like, with Kawhi?
Yes.
And Paul? And Paul?
Yeah. I think they were both one-year deals. Like, this is really, like, if we don't win, they can go. But, like, a lot of people are predicting that they're going to stay because they got rid of Doc Rivers.
Okay.
Because it was kind of like one of those situations where, like, you know, like, Doc Rivers didn't have an answer.
Well, so what would you say the downfall of the Clippers was? They just weren't locking up on defense enough?
I feel it was chemistry. Chemistry.
They didn't have enough time. And, like, on paper, they should have done really
something
well.
Something, like, people, like, I feel like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, like, I feel a little silly. Like, I feel goofy because I was, like, I was fucking with Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Like, after, like, what he did with Toronto, I was like, yo, I respect him. Like, he did that.
He shows promise.
He showed a lot of promise. Mm-hmm. And just because, like, he's already, like, it's not his first rodeo. Like, he was, like, he won rings with the Spurs. He won a ring with the Spurs.
Right.
So, it's, like, I'm not disappointed or whatever.
Okay.
So, you know, I was like, oh, maybe Bull had a lot of potential. He just never got that limelight with the Spurs. The Toronto really showcased that, and now he's going to really do it with Los Angeles.
Okay.
But, like, when he did that contract, like, I guess, like, because, like, they already have that, like, reputation of him preceding himself. Like, he was already that man. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, he ended two dynasties.
Right.
He beat the Heat with the Spurs, and after that, LeBron left. And then now he just beat the Warriors, which was a dynasty for a while.
Right.
And he beat them with the Raptors. So it's just like they're pretty much like tying all of it to him. Like, you know, they're
putting all that pressure on him.
Yeah.
That weight.
Like, you did that. So that's like now you have to be. You have to
do it again.
That. Yeah. So that's what they're saying. Like, I mean, people feel like he crumbled under being the leader. Like, he's not a leading player. Like, he's not a team captain. And it shows because, like,
but it kind of
the way he talks to his teammates, like, he talks to you like a nigga. He'll talk to you like a nigga. He'll be like that one clip where he had with the bull from the Pistons. It looks like Bobby Shmurda. Fuck, what's his name?
You're not gonna get it from me.
Anyway, he Kawhi passed him the ball. He threw up a really brick shot. And Bo's like, I ain't give you the ball for that shit. Like,
yeah.
They didn't mic him up, but you could read his lips clear as day, and it was on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's fucked up.
So yeah, like you could tell. Like, even like when he was with the Raptors, like people, like his teammates would go for a dap, and he'd be like,
yo, know,
like, oh, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Like, like my man was about business, and I'm not mad at that. But
I guess you can't carry that attitude everywhere.
Yeah, and like imagine you treating people like that. Like, I could tell like him and Paul George weren't cool.
Yeah, it seemed like they just
played together, but they weren't cool. Like, he was like awesome. Reggie Jackson, that was who I was talking about.
Okay,
but yeah, Paul, like him and Paul George, you could tell. I feel like he was like, I ain't gonna lie, Kawhi Leonard reminds me a lot of Michael Jordan.
Okay,
because and Kobe Bryant,
how?
Play styles. He attempts a lot of their shots. He does. I don't mean as far as like the air time and like the gracefulness. Like, if we're talking like posterizers, he's Kobe Bryant. His joints is heavy. He can take a big man down. But, like, my man, like, ball handles and does these fadeaways like he's Michael Jordan. Like, he'll shoot the three like he's Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like he, like, watching The Last Dance show to me, it's like, a very, like, you know, business mind aspect when it came to basketball.
Okay.
And I feel like that's how Kawhi is. So that's why he's like, you know, like Jordan didn't give a fuck. He used to press his teammates. Like Steve Kerr attested to it. They fought, whatever.
Yeah.
Like he'll press you. So I feel that Kawhi Leonard moves like that. And like we live in like a newer time where like I feel like a lot of those guys aren't on that same mindset. You know, like they're here to play ball, but you know, they want to be cool. They want it to be a good relationship on the court and outside.
Okay.
And I don't think that's Kawhi Leonard. Not saying he doesn't like get along with his teammates, but like I just feel like he doesn't. That's not his main concern. It's business like, first.
I want that
it's
chip.
Business first, and then pleasure later.
Exactly.
Unless it's like him at the strip club wearing a New Balance hoodie,
or him at the Raptors celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Did not. Or it looked like he was having kind of fun.
He actually cut back. Yeah. Like, he let the seal out. Let the emotions out a little bit. But I feel that's where it failed. So we're just gonna see next year what's up with that, but.
But now, Clippers winning it.
Huh?
Clippers winning game four. Taking the chip.
I don't see it happening.
What?
Clippers?
Oh, sorry, Lakers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a scrap. But, like.
Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah. No shit. I'm happy that we got Doc Rivers as a coach, though.
Yeah, yeah.
As you said, he's our kryptonite to the Celtics, but him being a Celtics coach.
Right.
I feel like that's going to help us as well.
But bringing in Celtics, so like Al Horford, bringing in people from
Al Horford's a clown.
Yeah, but like just bringing in people from Boston to Philly doesn't always work.
Huh?
It doesn't always work. You know, recruiting people from Boston to Philly to help us. I'm just saying with the example of Al Horford. Yeah. Doesn't always help us out.
Well, I just feel like Al Horford's already kind of old.
Yeah, yeah.
He was old. We gave him a good ass contract for an old ass man. Like I just like that was the dumbest.
Same
shit.
Thing with Tobias.
That was the dumbest shit. Tobias not that old, but
he's not that old, but
like 29.
Crazy contract for them. Yeah, the way he plays,
for what he's producing.
Exactly.
But like a lot of people also like Tobias was in his prime when he was on the Clippers with Doc Rivers. So they're hoping that since they already have that relationship from a prior
bring Bogan season. Back.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not. He could stay on the European Mavericks.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's that. That's basketball.
Cool.
Spicy basketball.
Spicy basketball.
All right. All right. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. This is your boy Eddie and Alex.
Yes, sir.
We just want to let y'all know that we have a new link in our bios now for how you guys can go stream us. Remember, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we'll be dropping videos to you on YouTube now on every Wednesday.
Yes.
So just stay tuned for that, and we appreciate y'all. Peace.
See ya.